For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, and He left us an example that we should follow in His steps. Now, if Jesus was our example, and He said we're supposed to follow in His steps, I wonder what those steps include. He pretty well lays it out in the next few verses. Look at this. This is the example that He left for you and me to follow. He did how much sin?
No.
So once we come into the kingdom of God, how much sin is supposed to be in our life? Maybe just a little? Now, surely God understands I got to have a little fun and got to go out and play with the boys and drink a little, smoke a little. And you don't think He understands that?
He doesn't.
Oh, wow. Oh, He'll let me do that, though, won't He?
Yeah.
Yeah, He will let me do it. He'll let me do it for a little while. And then one day I'm going to be sick or afflicted. Then I'm going to come and ask Him to heal me. And He's going to say, I don't hear you. Lord, but I'm dying. He said, I know. I told you not to do those things. You did it anyway. So, but then somebody comes along and says, you got a sin in your life. What? Sin? I have to repent? Well, no, you don't have to. But if you don't, you're going to die. Now, if you repent, a while ago we read that in Job. We read that in Job 33. After repentance, and that special intercessor come along, and their bones were sticking out, and somebody prayed, what happened to them? They became like new again. Hey, I don't want to get there. I don't want to have to go through that pain and suffering in my bones, see my bones sticking out. Do you, brother?
No.
So how am I going to prevent that? Walking obedient to His Word, and then I don't ever have to go there. So He says here, He did no sin. So that's your and my goal. No sin. Now, this is almost more than most church members can grasp. You mean to tell me I'm supposed to walk my life? God's merciful and gracious. Yeah, He may be merciful and gracious, but He told you not to sin. Right there it is. Is that the way you read that, young lady? That's the way I got it, too. I ain't supposed to sin. I mean, but a little sin every day. Like a Bible study the other night, Tuesday night Bible study, there's a young man, and he said, he's listening to me teach. He said, you know, I don't agree with you. Well, I said, what do you don't agree with me about? He said, you know you can't go through the day without sinning. He said, I sin several times every day. He said, you know you do the same thing. I said, no, you speak for yourself, son. But don't you try to speak for me. I am never going to say I sin several times a day. I'm going to tell you that I may sin, but I said, if I do, I'm immediately going to repent. I'm not going to intentionally say I'm going to sin several times a day. I don't plan to sin at all today.
Amen.
Because right here Jesus told me I'm to follow His steps. And this is what the first step was. There was no sin in His life. There to be no sin in your life. You're to be holy. Then He said, neither was guile found in His mouth. If no guile in His mouth, then there's not supposed to be none in yours, right? Did we read a while ago, for him that would have a long life and see good days must keep your... You know, probably a whole lot of us would be a whole lot better off if we kept it shut more. If we talk less. When people talk to us, we'd just say, I ain't answering that one.
That's right.
You know, we'd probably be a lot healthier, wouldn't we, brother?
Yeah.
Well, let me give you my opinion about the guys running for president. I think I'll just keep mine shut. Because I want to be in health. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Look at verse 23 and 24. Who, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. Boy, you talk about something. Who his own self, Jesus, bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins... Now, are you and me dead to sin? We're supposed to be. If we're dead to sin, he said we should live unto righteousness. So how should every Christian be living? Righteous.
Amen.
Somebody said, man, that church down there is full of righteous people. I mean, they're so great. How would you like to be a member of a church that somebody from outside said that about your church? Everybody down at that church, man, they're so righteous. They're so loving, so sweet, so kind. How would you like to be a member of a church like that, son? Who's going to make a church like that? We are. We're going to listen to His Word, and we're going to become those people, and then they're going to see that we're different. We should not be part of the world. I don't want to be part of the world. Do you? Part of the world, you don't get nothing from God. When you pray, He don't show up. I did that too many years. I think you might have been there with me a few years, huh?
I was definitely there.
You was definitely there with me, huh? But God didn't answer my prayer back in those days. You?
No,
you neither. But when I started doing it His way, He answers my prayer. I love it whenever I change. When I had the privilege to lay hands on that Johnny Brumfield that day and see that guy jump up out of there and run all over that place. I love to see God do those things. Don't you? Yes. And that's what every one of us should be seeing Him do. And then He says who we should live righteous. And then look at the very last statement. By whose stripes you were healed. So in other words, I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me, but if you do everything verse 21 through 24 says to the middle of verse 24, if you do all of that, then what is the answer? What's the last line say? If you have no sin and you have no guile and no threatening, no deceit, none of that, and you die to sin and live righteously, what's the last line say? By whose stripes you're what?
Healed.
Healed. So how much you have to be sick?
Not
it. If you obey Him under the old covenant or the new covenant, if you obey Him and do what He says, how much sickness and disease do you have to have under the new covenant?
None.
Absolutely none. None. Isn't that good news?
It is good news. Praise the Lord.
Just think of the wonderful promises that God has given us. You know, I think about this. Wow. You know, of course, I throwed a few extra verses in there today that I didn't have in my outline. But I am down to number 5 on my list of about 60. Well, I haven't been here very long, but from 1 to 5, you know, with a 30-minute break. So, man, if we stayed here till I cleared this whole thing out today, you reckon I'll be able to get 6, 15, 30-minute shows on television out of this outline? I think I will be, too. Praise the Lord. I know it's 5 o'clock, and I don't want to keep you forever. But what I might do in the last few minutes, what I will do the last few minutes, I will give you an opportunity to ask me a question, and I'll try my best to answer it, and we might do this for 10 or 15 minutes, and then we will close out, and I will pray for people, and or you can go home, and all of you, I think, already know all the CDs, DVDs, tapes, and everything free. We got cassettes over here in the corner, cassettes over here, and we got DVDs and CDs, and they're all there for your taking, and you guys, some of y'all come from a long ways. If you want to take a bunch of stuff back for your church, don't hesitate. Take a stack, whatever you want. Hand them out to your pastor, to your people in your church. Everybody, a gentleman told me over here a while ago, everybody needs to hear the message I'm preaching.
Yes. Yes.
You agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
It's what we talked about today, all in this book?
Yes.
It's all in there. And it has brought forth great results. So, now, anybody have a question? Yes, young lady?
I have a testimony.
Oh, a testimony. You have a testimony?
Yes.
Well, come up here right quick and you give it. We'll put you on tape. Come here right quick. Oh, yeah. Sometime in the future, when we get through with all the cassettes now, as all of you know, there's not very many cassette players left out there. So when we run out of cassette tapes this time, we will no longer have cassettes. We'll just have CDs and DVDs. So we already done away with the videos. Cassettes, you know, those are gone almost. So, but anyway, praise the Lord.
I went to work Thursday, and we have, we probably have about 6 or 8 Christians there, claim to be Christians. May I rephrase it? I think they're carnal Christians because they cuss like sailors, men and female. So here I came in, and I was sitting there saying, you know, I had a great day. I've been blessed. And all of a sudden, another coworker came in, and I said, well, this other gentleman, he'd worked on me, and I said, well, he said I was very flexible. Well, this other gentleman came in claiming to be a Christian, came in, had these foul thoughts. I mean, I could just see in his countenance, it just totally changed. And I turned around, and I said, you know what, I forgive you for all those wrong thoughts. And he started laughing, he ran out. But I said, Lord, I forgive. And he came back in. I go, Lord, I forgive him. I said, Lord, wash his thoughts in the blood of Jesus. And I said, I forgive every thought you had. Then I walked right out. But I chose to forgive them because they were just acting very, like, well, everything you taught today. I mean, he perverse mouth, cussing, you know, and then all these wrong thoughts. I said, God, y'all got to get your thoughts in control. I mean, it's severe. Men and women, they're Christian, claim to be Christians. So everything he taught today, You know, we need to watch what we say, look the right direction. That was good today. Keep our eyes straight and not wandering up and down the people's bodies, male or female. Because it's a sin, men and women. It is a sin of God to do that. And this is a man of God. He taught everything, and everything was right on target today.
Praise
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, young lady. Praise the Lord. You have a question? Here, I'll bring the mic back to you if you have a question.
And then what she said, and plus the television.
But I
had mentioned earlier, if you would help us to learn our attitudes when we get gasoline, when we see the price has gone up again. And it's like, Lord, help my attitude and help my words, and I don't want to curse myself or my car. Bless me, Father, and bless this gasoline.
Okay, let me speak to that question just quickly. Now, first of all, I'm going to tell you what's going to be the downfall of America and the world is the demons of greed. The demons of greed, and of course, these little critters, they're out, you know, to fatten their pocketbooks, and it's a demonic force that's running the world, and these demons, these men, are not smart enough to know that these demons are putting these thoughts in their mind, keep raising the gas prices, So instead of complaining and grumbling, every time you drive down the road, and that's every day, and see the gasoline a nickel or a dime higher every day, the thing to do is go to the throne of grace and come against the forces of darkness and command them in the name of Jesus to stop blinding the mind of these men and to withdraw. And if enough of us will do that, you will start seeing gas prices coming back down. You know, realize you have power over the forces of darkness. And then begin to worship and praise God that He can do anything. And that, Lord, when I fill my car up today, my car normally runs 300 miles on a tank of gas or 400 or whatever it does. Lord, I know that You can make it run much further than that.
That's right.
You know, I drove a car one night, 2 solid hours at 50 miles an hour with a broken fuel pump, and it didn't use no gas at all. You know, so I did it by prayer. You know, so, I mean, it's totally according to your faith.
Amen.
Now, when I say that, we can go to Matthew 17:20, I believe it is. Matthew 17:20, and I'll show you what Jesus said you can do if you have faith.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.